Hello and welcome to the Tommy Devine podcast. It is September 20th here on the show. And of course, we're here to talk about week two. I'm here and live from Bloomington, Indiana, one of the top five Dave Portnoy Big Ten cities. It's my cousin and my good friend, Patrick Phelps. Pat, how are you doing this evening?
I'm doing tremendous, Tommy, and I'm with him there. Bloomington's a wonderful city. It's a great college town. A lot of fun stuff to do, and I love it. It's a great place to be.
And Patrick, you know what tomorrow is?
What is tomorrow? Do you remember?
I think it's going to be tonight. Tomorrow night's going to be the 21st night of September.
I remember. And I saw a tweet that said, make sure you leave out your milk and cookies for Earth, Wind, and Fire tonight.
Earth, Wind, and Fire, just classic. Just absolutely my vibe. I probably listen to that song at least 10 times a week.
Is that your favorite Earth, Wind, and Fire song?
It is. It's just such a good melody. And, you know, I've got the Cardinals turned on right now. I'm watching baseball, watching the Cardinals lose. Pat, it's just a good Tuesday night. I mean, I'm just jamming. And we had a good Monday night. Well, actually, Monday night was pretty bad yesterday with the two games. But,
By the way, what an
interesting weekend of football, man.
My favorite Earth, Wind, and Fire song, Shining Star, I prefer.
But also a good one.
Close call, but give me Shining Star.
I don't think there's a bad Earth, Wind, and Fire.
They're great. Awesome. There was some bad football, and we'll talk about it.
Yeah, that was.
You want to start with those Monday night games? I know you alluded to it. We really thought we had two winners on our hands for Monday night, but what we got was, I think, confirmation that the AFC South is the worst division in football. Tennessee looked terrible.
Yeah.
Tennessee looked beyond terrible. Like, maybe Buffalo's just really good, but Tennessee looked thoroughly outclassed in every facet of the game, and I think they're in trouble. I just don't like them this season. As much as we'll get to the Colts, but as much as the Colts have struggled, I think if Tennessee looks this bad, maybe the Colts have a shot to win the division. But shoot, Houston and Jacksonville are ahead of Tennessee and the Colts right now. But on the other Monday night game, it was just another case of Kirk Cousins failing under the bright lights. Where have we seen that before? Who would have thought?
Always.
As much as I think the Eagles played well for a half, nobody did anything in this game the entire second half. There was no scoring. I didn't walk away from this game impressed by the Eagles as much as I was disappointed by Kirk Cousins being Kirk Cousins again in primetime. Primetime Kirk just fell through again. Who would have thought, right?
Yeah, I mean, I think we were ready for that. I think it was bound to happen. I am on the wagon of Kirk Cousins not being a good quarterback. I will continue to be on that wagon. I don't care about what the analytical people have to say. I don't care about the numbers. I don't think when it comes down to crunch time in a big atmosphere like Philadelphia on Monday Night Football on ABC, where you have millions watching, is he the guy? And three interceptions, one of them, maybe even two of them, because I was listening to the game on the radio, as I usually do on Monday night when I'm at work, and the game, Kevin Harlan and Kurt Warner were doing the game, and I heard at least one or two more on the goal line. And to me, I don't really understand why O'Connell is throwing the football on the goal line when you have Dalvin Cook. I guess that's confusing to me. And then Kirk Cousins.
Can we talk Kirk Cousins? I know you were going to say. Do you know what Kirk Cousins' Monday Night Football record is? Do you want to guess it?
I want to say, I heard the stat. I think 2-10.
He is 2-10 on Monday Night Football. Do you know what Kirk Cousins is in any night game, any primetime game?
Oh, geez. 4-8.
8-19.
That is horrific.
Kirk Cousins. Yeah, not great.
Horrific.
He is just a different player when you turn off the lights. And
horrific.
No, it shows week after week, year after year. It's the same old story for the Minnesota Vikings and Kirk Cousins.
Yeah. And, you know, they're a different animal under the lights.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they're just not – I don't know what Kirk's problem is in prime time. It's just – he just does not have it under the lights. Like
I think
said.
That bodes well for Green Bay too, that, you know, this isn't a new Minnesota team. This is a Minnesota team that looked really well and did look great against Green Bay week one. But it's a Minnesota team that I don't think is fundamentally different from the Minnesota team we saw last year. I think they're better. I think they should be a playoff team because it's a weak NFC. But I don't think they're going to win this division over Green Bay or, you know, who else is looking good, Tommy? It's your Detroit Lions.
What I tell you,
highest scoring offense in the league.
I'm telling you, Pat, I think they're going to win the division.
Highest scoring offense in the league. They look pretty good.
They looked amazing. Amon St. Brown on my fantasy team, Pat, was just unreal. I mean, the guy is just out of this world talented. Okay. I drafted him on almost every team. One of the most slept on players fantasy wise. Just came out and balled out on Sunday. He just had a phenomenal performance along with Tua Tagovailoa, Lamar Jackson. Just, you know, really good performances on Sunday. A lot of crazy comebacks. But yeah, the Lions look really, really good. And I know, you know,
what offense they do, and I think there are fair questions. It was the Commanders, it was the football team.
Yeah, it was Washington.
It's worth questioning. Yeah.
That is Carson Wentz, you know, same Carson that we're used to, you know.
He threw for a lot of yards, but made a lot of mistakes. Who would have thought?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, that's been his critic
Carson
gonna
Carson, right?
Yeah. So I like where this Lions team's headed, though. And I really enjoyed Campbell as a coach. And they finally were able to be on the winning side of a ball game after losing the three last week, scratching and clawing back with against a really good Eagles team. And then this week, getting it done at home against the pro football team. So give the Detroit Lions some credit. They are maybe turning a new leaf up there in Detroit. We'll see.
You called it. If it happens, you called it.
I did. I'm a big believer in this Lions team.
You were first on the bus before Hard Knocks, before anything. You were telling me this in like last April before the draft.
I'm telling you. I'm telling you, dude. This team's looking primed to ride. DeAndre Swift. I like their running backs. And Goff is just competent enough to get it done. He's right on the cusp at this point. But when he's got some talented receivers, St. Brown in particular, and then that really good running game, it's working out quite well for them. So,
absolutely.
And Aiden Hutchinson was really good on Sunday, by the way. He's a monster for that team. So we'll be saying his name a few more times on this program, I'm sure. But anything else that stood out to you Sunday, really? I know there's a lot
we got to talk about
to cover.
We got to talk about the teams who blew it. And we also need to talk about the Thursday game, too. A couple teams had absolute blown opportunities, choke jobs, whatever you want to call it. Let's talk about a few. First, I don't think we need to talk long about it. The Colts did it again. Horrible. Pat, one of the worst performances, most embarrassing performances I've seen in my lifetime of watching this team. It's probably number one. And the fact of the matter is I wasn't surprised. And to say I'm not disappointed would be an understatement. To say I'm disappointed would be an understatement. This was heart-shattering. It was season-ruining. I don't know what's next. If they get crushed by Kansas City this week, I think I might be all the way out. But boy, oh boy, this was a truly, truly sickening loss by the Colts in Jacksonville.
Pat, I was scrolling through my TikTok, and I was on the Colts page, okay? And Alec Pierce, okay, one of our young receivers.
He had a concussion and didn't play.
Oh, okay. Well, okay, he didn't play. Well, apparently on the TikTok page, he and another player are playing a carnival toss a ball into a bucket game for TikTok. Okay. Fan service, whatever. TikTok, it's for TikTok. I don't care. You're playing games before or after practice. You need to be focused. Okay.
I don't care. I think my issue is that. That's not the issue to me. The issue to me, Frank Reich did not have a practice the Friday before the game. They did not practice.
That's unacceptable.
It's absurd. That's unacceptable. That's just unheard of.
Unacceptable.
I think you need to start questioning Frank Reich after this game if you weren't already. You have to.
I'm done.
Mm-hmm.
I'm done with him.
It's unbelievable. It was completely believable. What it was unacceptable. Is unacceptable. And
I think we both knew that they were going to lose this game, mm-hmm. but the matter of how it happened.
24-0 is unreal.
To go in from what happened last season to then go into that game in week two, play like you did week one, and then just come out like a funeral procession.
Unreal.
I mean, that was worse than Week 18. That was worse than Week 18.
I guess the circumstances weren't as bad, but the performance was even worse somehow. It somehow came out more flat.
It doesn't make sense. I don't know what if it's lack of leadership in the locker room.
Curse.
If it's Reich, if it's both.
Is it just a curse?
Dude, I don't know.
But I think they could have been playing any team in the league and that would have happened on Sunday. I don't think it was just Jacksonville.
You think so? You think it'd be any team?
Could have been anybody. They could have been playing the Chiefs or they could have been playing the Jaguars. Best team in the league, worst team in the league. Maybe the Colts are the worst team in the league. I don't know. I don't know how far I'm willing to go, but they have certainly been uninspiring.
Pat, we get Kansas City coming into Lucas Oil on 10 days rest.
Don't even talk about it.
Good luck with that.
No. Let's talk about a few more jokes. Browns blew it against the Jets. Jets, any quick thoughts on New York? Browns were up 14 late. Actually, let's make a decision real quick, Tommy.
Okay.
Of the three choke jobs this weekend, which was the biggest? Was it the Raiders, the Browns, or the Ravens? Who blew it?
They all blew it the most. You can't lose to Joe Flacco. That's just unacceptable.
I think that's the answer. Yeah, and they gave up an onside kick.
The Jets, you can't. Ravens lost to, I think, a decent Miami team. Okay.
Tua threw six touchdowns. He had an out of this world
quarter. Yeah. I mean, that's like once in
Lamar
a while.
Lamar did everything he could. Yeah. I think the Browns one was the worst one because it was also in the shortest amount of time.
And then the Raiders losing to Murray. I mean, like, I think we talked about this a little bit too. I mean, the plays Murray was making was just, it's like they came back to life. I mean, last week they looked dead in the water. For most of that game on Sunday, they looked dead in the water. And then he just, like, comes out of nowhere and starts just running around, making plays with his feet like it's backyard football. He's just, like, drawn in the dirt, run around, scramble, look for guys, look for plays, and make the run if you can. I mean, he is just a very he almost kind of reminds me of like Randall Cunningham, where he's just like very mobile and just very like flexible and just kind of can be scrappy and make plays. And that's kind of what they're going to need to rely on going forward, especially without Hopkins and some targets down the field. And
Kyler was unreal.
Yeah.
He was unreal.
He was, phenomenal.
That's the difference. I think the worst of these losses was the Browns against the Jets. The Browns had this game wrapped up. They just had to like run the clock out and they didn't do that. And Chubb just falls down and they win the game. But that doesn't happen, obviously. They lose. And, yeah, it was against Joe Flacco. I think that's easily the worst of them because Tua had an unreal fourth quarter. Six touchdown pass game. And, it's Tyreek.
I mean,
Sometimes Tyreek Hill's just going to have a day like that. And Tyreek Hill had one of those days. And the other one, Kyler, talk about unreal, man, late in the game. The Cardinals looked absolutely dead to rights halfway through the third quarter of that game. It looked like you could write this team off. It looked like Cliff Kingsbury had lost his job. Everybody lost focus. Everything was over. And then something clicked. And they finally looked good. And everything everybody had been saying about how the Cardinals have all this potential for years and years and years, it just finally all worked. It finally molded into a cohesive football team. And they put it all together. And they were down by so much that they needed everything to go right to win it. But everything went right, and they won the game. It was unbelievable. We'll see if it lasts or not. I think that's a question. But boy, oh boy, did it look good late in that game.
Yeah. I mean, I think just – I think – I don't know if that was just a fluke win at the end for Kyler or if it's going to propel to something more. But, you know, they have a game this week against the Rams where this is almost – I don't want to say it's a – but they're gonna have a huge test against the Rams this week. Very good litmus test.
Okay, I'll say sure. Let's see if they're legit,
because you know I think Rams aren't looking great either. They almost choked against the Falcons. So, I mean, that's going to be a very interesting matchup on Sunday, Cardinals-Rams. We'll get to the line on that later. But I want to spend some time talking about Chiefs-Cardinals or Chiefs-Char- Oh, geez. Chiefs, Chargers, real quick. What a game by Herbert, even though they lost. with the rib pain and getting hit and then having that half run, couldn't get the first down, and then just throwing an absolute dart on fourth down. He was unbelievable. Pat Mahomes was even better.
Yeah, these teams are
legit. What a Thursday night game.
Shame they're in the same division, right?
Yeah.
One of these teams is going to have to play a road playoff game to open the playoffs. Assuming the Chargers get to the playoffs, because, hey, they haven't the last couple of years. I don't know if it's fair to just consider them a write-in the same way I think Kansas City can pencil in. Yeah. But the Chargers looked dang good. They looked really, really good. And it was a shame one of these teams had to lose. But somebody had to, and Kansas City was the better team. What did you think of the Amazon broadcast, Tommy?
Yeah, I was about to talk about that. So I actually bought a Fire Stick on Sunday. So it made me want to go out and buy an Amazon Fire Stick.
Wow.
Yeah.
Jeff Bezos is getting that marketing done on you.
Yeah. There have been some people who didn't like the Herb Street broadcast, but me and you, I believe, being big college football guys that we are, I loved it. I loved him and Al Michaels together.
I thought so, too.
It's like two slices of my childhood came together to just make the perfect match. Like, Herb Street always does a big game in college, and Al Michaels usually does the best game in NFL. So having them come together, putting it on Amazon, it reminds me a lot of NBC, to be honest. Like, it's the same Goodelli, you know, telecast. Like, it's kind of the same beats, same scoreboard, kind of the same thing as NBC. Mm-hmm. But
very similar.
I like it. I think it's
off-brand Sunday Night Football. Maybe it's because I was on broadcast, yeah.
But I also do like it, too, because it's just like Amazon commercials, and it's not like stupid NBC, like, you know, here's a commercial for La Brea. Like, you know, we get to actually see, like, you know, not all kinds of dumb, like, NBC show commercials. So I kind of like the Amazon broadcast. I think it's a tight broadcast. I think it's pretty good.
I thought they did a good job. I agree.
Yeah. But, yeah, that was – just a wild Sunday of football, though. Just a great week, too.
Absolutely. Fun one.
Bears, Packers, anything?
No.
Before we move on, did you really get anything from that?
They are who we thought they are.
I don't know. I'm still not sold on Green Bay. I mean, Aaron Jones did really well. I'm just – there was some – okay, first of all, that was a touchdown by Fields. That was a touchdown at the pylon. I don't know why they didn't call that a touchdown. That was definitely one. It should have been a lot closer of a game. I actually went out of that game thinking the Bears could actually be more decent than we think. I'm still not sold on Green Bay, personally.
I am not one to doubt regular season Aaron Rodgers. I'm not doubting him.
Alan Lazard, Randall Cobb, like, come on. Like, you're still throwing out Randall Cobb? Like, what are we doing? I don't know. I'm just not a huge Green Bay believer this season. And I mean, they beat the Bears. Okay. You beat them at Lambeau. Let's see against Tampa this week. That'll be the real, you know, real see where we are with Green Bay. But Tampa's got a really good defense. I'm interested to see how Aaron Rodgers performs against that defense. So it'll be a really good game on Sunday.
I'm not one to doubt Green Bay. I will say that.
I used to say that, and then I'm tired of Aaron Rodgers.
So. I'm not one to doubt regular season Green Bay. Not yet.
No. I'm on that train. It's out of the station. It's on its way. I'm out on Green Bay.
Not yet. But today's not the day for me.
Let's get to our awards, actually.
Let's talk awards.
Do we want to start with the LL, or do we want to start with the Dougal?
My Dougal's easy. It's the Colts.
Okay. Oh, okay. Yeah. The whole Colts organization or just the team?
Top to bottom.
Just the whole thing.
Nothing changed. They said everything changed. Yeah. Nothing changed. It's embarrassing. I've said all I need to say. Dwelling on it any longer for either of us would be a waste of our time because they didn't earn that time.
Oh, I'm done. Yeah, I'm done. It's done. It's gone.
Who's your Dougal?
It's Fugazi. It's done. Dougal, my Dougal has to probably be, oh man, did we already pick Nathaniel Hackett last week?
You can do it again.
Can we do it again? Can he just be the Dougal for the rest of the
Two-time
year?
Two-time Dougal winner, Nathaniel Hackett. Let's go.
Is he the honorable? He's going to have a lifetime Dougal Achievement Award by the end of the season. He's going to be the guy we always look towards.
Talk about those Broncos.
It's going to be Nathaniel.
Broncos country. Let's ride.
He is so incompetent to the point where I don't know why he coaches a football team.
Yeah.
Why is your name Nathaniel? Be Nathan. Be Nate. Be some Nathaniel. I don't know. I don't know. He's such an incompetent coach.
He just has been making bad decisions every week. And hey, can I tell you a reason to believe in the Packers? Can I tell you a reason to believe in the Packers, Tommy? They overcame him last season.
Yeah. Okay. That's an interesting thought. Yeah.
How about that? That's interesting. Your thought, Tom.
I will take that.
Packers minus him.
Interesting. I didn't even think about that. But I will say, though, trotting Brandon McManus out for these long 50-plus yard field goals is just not working. It's not worth it. Like,
not
I just
great.
I don't,
they're not letting Russ cook, but maybe Russ can't cook. Russ has been cooking turnovers.
Russ has been cooking up a big old pile of horribleness that is horrible stew. I mean, he's just hasn't been the same. I don't know if it's the altitude in Denver. I don't know what his deal is, but maybe it's the reverse of what he did on Seattle. Because in Seattle, he used to be really good for like the first like half of the season. Mm-hmm. Then he like trailed off. I wonder if this time around he's like, yeah, you know, I'm going to stink the first like couple weeks of the season. Then I'm going to really gain
Russ.
Steam.
I like it.
Maybe.
I like the theory.
Maybe. I don't know. But yeah, I'm going to go with Nathaniel Hackett. And until proven otherwise, he's going to probably be my Dougal for every week of the season until he wins a football. Oh, wait. They did beat the Texans, but until he does something smart.
They didn't beat the Texans, did they?
No, they did. It was close, but they did somehow. I picked the
Texans.
I guess
they did beat the Texans. I forgot. Yeah.
I definitely picked the Texans to win, and that was on the table for a while.
Yeah, it was sloppy, but they got it done.
Yeah, it was at home.
I'm going to be honest. I didn't watch any of this game. I saw the decisions afterwards, and I saw they were losing for most of it. So.
Yeah, but Nathaniel Hackett, that's going to be a pretty safe bet for Dougal each week.
Easy.
I mean, you know, if Joe Flacco lost to the Browns 49-0, then maybe we had to talk about him. But speaking of Joe Flacco, Pat, he's going to be my LL Cool J Who Do You Love This Week award.
All right, mine's Kyler.
Interesting.
I already talked Kyler. That was the 2-point conversion was the most impressive play I've seen in years. I don't even say which 2-point conversion, right? Because they were both really impressive, but. Yeah, that.
How about the
last
one that
quarter
lasted,
and a half? Bravo, Kyler Murray. There's your flowers.
How about the 2-point conversion that lasted 45 minutes?
Yeah, and then how about the other one where he did it from the 7?
Yeah, just
unreal. Unreal stuff from Kyler. You can't.
So let me ask you this: are you back on the Kyler Murray Arizona's competent team again?
Not yet. It looked like things were clicking again for them, but it's got to be prolonged for me to be all the way back in because. I am very, very hesitant because I still don't trust Cliff Kingsbury. Got to give it a couple more weeks, but if they keep playing like this, and if they can play like this later in the year, because they look great for the first 8 weeks of the season and then fell apart last year.
That's NFC West teams, though.
If Arizona can play tough football and play hard and play well, because they only did that for a quarter and a half last week. If they can do that for a full 4 quarters and do that for a full 4 quarters in a game in the middle of November, then I'm in.
Yeah, Seattle and Arizona love to do that. Mm-hmm. At least they used to.
Right. When Seattle was good.
But, no, Joe Flacco is mine. And here is why, okay? First of all, comes back, just looks really good again. And then, like I said, dude, Toy Story 2, I'm going to go right back to it. Andy's shelf, where it's all dusty and, you know, Woody gets put on the shelf. All the other toys, you know, forgotten about. Here comes Joe Flacco. Let's take him off the toy shelf. Dust him off, bring him back in. And here's what's hilarious. Jet fans actually believe in him now. They want him to start over Zach Wilson Wilson comes back. There are Jet fans, I'm being dead serious, who actually want him to continue to play games. It's hilarious, Pat. This is so funny.
They won.
Yeah. barely against the Browns, who historically choke games away.
Yeah, I guess the Browns so, choking outweighed the Jets choking. Something had to give. Yeah. It was an unstoppable object and an immovable force.
So it's going to be funny to now the whole QB controversy. It's going to be like Bledsoe Brady back in 01. It's going to be like, well, do we leave Flacco in? He's winning us games. Or do we put the kid from BYU who, you know, had a tumultuous offseason? What are we going to do here? I mean, it's incredible. But, you know, that's why he's my LL Cool J Who Do You Love This Week Award winner, Joe Flacco. I can't believe he's actually won that for me. It's probably going to be his last time he wins an award or gets mentioned on the show. So, yeah. He's probably never going to be talked about on the show again after he throws four interceptions next week against the Bengals. Salute
to Joe Flacco.
Good luck.
Forever the elite quarterback, Joe Flacco. We love him.
Good luck. Good luck next week against the Bengals throwing four picks. Then we'll never see you again. You know, his kid actually last week against when they lost last week, his kids told him that he stinks. Did you hear that?
All right, it worked. They won.
Unbelievable. All right, okay, enough talking about Joe Flacco. Oh, my God. Oh, man. Here we go. Let's get into the slate, Pat. Thursday night football. We got Herbie. We got Al Michaels in Cleveland where they've locked up the Bud Light lockers again. And if they win, they get free Bud Light. Cleveland's favored by 4.5 against Pittsburgh. I'm taking the Browns, Pat. I don't know why, but I am.
Low scoring slop fest. I like the Browns, too. And I think after this, Kenny Pickett's the starter for the Steelers. I like the Browns 17-14.
Pat, I'm excited because people got to see the real Mitchell Trubisky on Sunday. And it makes me happy. The real
Najee Harris. He's been struggling, too.
It makes me happy to see Mitchell Trubisky be bad again. Just to make my world feel – I don't know. It makes my world feel like we're back complete to normalcy. It's like everybody's like, oh, Mitchell Trubisky. It's like, oh, let's go back to normal. Let's go back to reality, you know. And him being bad brought us right back down to reality again. And, I mean, I wish the well for Mitchell, but he's just not a starting quarterback in this league. I'm sorry. And he's going to struggle on Thursday.
You think it's time for Kenny Pickett?
I think it's time for Kenny Pickett, and I think it's time for Mitchell Trubisky to get his own Barstool sports show. I think that's what he's meant to do.
Sure.
He's have a show with Big Cat or something.
Okay.
That's his, he's done playing football after this. I like the Browns, though. Do you think that's high? Four and a half? Do you think that's high?
No. Well, the over-under is really low, so I just don't think a lot of points are going to be scored generally.
I don't think so. This will be a sloppy divisional game. Browns close.
Oh, too on bad Prime offenses. Video. Yeah.
On all right. Prime. So.
Sunday. Let's go.
All right. We're going to start off in the windy city of Chicago, where the Bears are favored by 3 over the Houston Texans. This line is insane, Pat. I'm picking the Texans to win.
Texans are frisky. I'm picking the Texans to go 1-1-1. Texans win on the slot machine. Texans, give me the Texans 27-19.
Pat, can I tell you something?
Mm-hmm.
I like Davis Mills.
I do too.
I thought he was going to be really bad, but I like him.
I think he's okay.
O.J. Howard is decent.
I don't think Davis Mills is great. I think he is okay, and that's fine.
I would say he's decent. I'd say, you know, I don't know. I think he might be the next Aaron Rodgers.
What?
I'm just kidding.
Okay, I'm just say, kidding. Hey, Stanford and Cal. I like it. I like the parallel.
Yeah, no, he's not going to be the next Aaron Rodgers. But I think he could be the next, I don't know, like David Garrard, even though they have really nothing in common.
That's a heck of a comparison right there, my friend.
I don't know. Maybe, I don't know. I don't really know who to compare him to. I don't know.
You know what he is? He is the first Davis Mills.
Hey, it's a good idea. It's a great place. Hell of a place to start.
Absolutely.
But I like the Texans. I can't believe the Bears are favored in this game, even though I kind of like Justin Fields.
Bears played a better game than you think against the Packers. All right.
Should be fun. All right. At the home of Reed Murray, or at least what used to be the home of Reed Murray, Nashville, Tennessee, in that dump of arena they have over there, The Raiders come calling from Vegas. They're favored by 2 against the winless Titans. I love saying that phrase, Pat. The winless Titans.
Raiders.
Hosting the winless Raiders.
Raiders have looked good in their 2 losses. Titans have looked bad in their 2 losses. I'll take the Raiders here, 27-17.
Now, let me ask you this. Is this the burn your cable box? I don't think so.
No way. No way. No way.
I don't think so. Okay. I'm just making sure. But I don't think this is.
No, it's Falcon Seahawks is for sure.
Oh, no.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
The Seahawks looked horrible this week. They were one-week wonders against the Broncos. The Seahawks looked horrible. Yes, we're burning. Dude, the Falcons are horrible. And the Seahawks are horrible.
Pat, I'm going to go sacrilegious. I'm going to put our Indianapolis Colts facing Kansas City at home as the Burn Your Cable Box game of the week.
Are you picking the Raiders or the Titans? Real quick.
Oh, Raiders.
Raiders,
are you
okay.
Kidding me?
We can talk Colts and Chiefs. I will take the Chiefs 34-14.
That's the Burn Your Cable Box for me.
Kansas City can't be in a burn your cable box. You might think it's gonna be a blowout, but watching Kansas City play is not burn your cable box. It's not two terrible teams.
Oh, okay.
That is not in the spirit of the burn your cable box. It's gotta be two terrible teams duking it out, Tom.
Okay. Well,
you can't put Mahomes in there. That's unfair.
Hey, this is my show.
You can't.
I know you love coming on here, but this is my show.
You're ruining this. But I know the spirit of the Burn Your Cable Box. That's,
okay.
You can't do that.
All right.
Come on.
Okay. Kansas City and Patty Mahomes and Andy Reid and his cheeseburgers will not go into the Burn Your Cable Box.
Unfair. Yeah.
But I will pick the Chiefs to beat the Colts by a lot of points.
I agree.
It's going to be bad.
I agree.
It's going to be reminiscent to what we saw last night.
I don't want to think about it. Let's just move on. I don't want to think about the Colts for another second.
Pat, there's so many good games. Here are the next two that are really going to be great. Bills at the Dolphins. Josh Allen, Tua Tagovailoa. Buffalo's favored by 5.5 in Miami. I'm taking the Bills, Pat.
I'm taking the Bills, too. I like the Bills 41-38. I think it's a barn burner. Barn burner.
I'm loving that, Pat. I'm loving it.
This is the barn burner cable box of the week.
The barn burner. What do you? You don't set it on fire. What do you do? I mean, I don't.
Maybe that's a new award. The barn burner of the week.
This is gonna be a track meet, Pat. This is gonna be down to the wire. I mean, this is gonna be great. Either that or Buffalo just blows them out. I don't see Miami blowing out Buffalo.
Yeah.
I think it's either a close game or Buffalo blows it out. But I like Buffalo. But you like Buffalo as well, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let's move on. NFC North, up there in the skull capital of the world, Minnesota, at U.S. Bank. They're favored by 6 over my NFC North champion pick, Detroit Lions. Pat, I love the Lions in this game. Give me the Lions.
Detroit by a point, 24-23.
Classic NFC North comes down to field goal kicking.
Love it.
Minnesota misses a last second field goal to win game.
I like the
Lions win.
Make.
Yeah, that's never going to happen. Pat, what have we ever said Minnesota is going to make a last second field goal?
Never.
When does that ever happen?
Never.
Yeah.
Never.
It's not going to happen this time.
Next
Sorry, time. Buddy.
Let's go.
Ravens at Pats. Ravens by 3. I like Ravens by 21 points.
I like Ravens by like 22. I like Ravens 31-10.
I think the Patriots are really bad.
I think the Ravens are really good. They're going to be upset after last week.
I said Patriots are really bad, correct?
Yes, you did. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I think the Ravens are good. No, you're fine.
The Ravens are really good.
But the answer is both of those I think are true, and the Ravens should win this game by a lot of points.
I wholeheartedly agree. Patriots defense look better than the offense, but I don't think it's going to stop Lamar. Give me the Ravens big. All right. At the Meadowlands, taking on Joe Flacco. Cincinnati's favored by 4.5 against the Jets. The Bungles. I think we can call them the Bungles again.
No, it's 2 games into the season. I don't care. They're going to figure it out. 35-21 Bengals.
Are we sure Joe Flacco doesn't have another miracle game in him?
I think that was it. Yeah, I wouldn't bet on it.
Yeah, you know what? I'm taking Cincinnati too by 2 touchdowns.
Yeah,
I think it's fair. Oh boy! All right, that RFK Stadium or whatever stadium they're in now.
FedEx Field.
Professional.
They haven't FedEx been at RFK field, for like 20 years.
I love to call it RFK anyway. It's just it's.
Were you even alive when it was called RFK and they played it? Well, not even called RFK when they played it at RFK. It's always been FedEx. Were you even alive?
I was alive when RFK closed. I was like 3 years old.
But. RFK closed after the Nationals and DC United were done playing there.
And when was that?
I think DC United were playing there probably within the last decade. Soccer team. RFK is still standing. It's abandoned.
Oh, is it really?
Yes, it is.
I thought it closed in like 2000.
RFK Stadium is still standing, I believe. It's not being used.
Well, anyway, FedEx Field, RFK. I'll continue to call it RFK because I don't like calling new stadiums by their new names.
It is absolutely still standing, Tommy Devine.
Okay. And I'm still standing. So.
Yeah.
As long as we're all still standing. But Philly comes to town, and now Carson Wentz gets like a pseudo kind of revenge game, kind of, not really, sort of. I don't know. Washington's got Doug Peterson. Now they get Wentz against the Eagles, Wentz against – it's weird. I don't know. All these, like, little kind of revenge type, whatever type deals. I don't know. I like Philadelphia, though, by 3 touchdowns.
Philadelphia, 27-17.
Really? You think it's that close?
It's not that close, but it's, you know.
Philly by 6.5. I think that's a fair line.
Philadelphia's not great. They're pretty good, though.
I like Philadelphia.
Washington's not good. They're good.
All right, New Orleans. A lot of 1 o'clock games. New Orleans at Carolina. New Orleans by 3. Are you a Baker believer?
No.
At home? Do you like the Saints?
35-13 Saints.
I'm going to say it's closer. I'm going to go 24-21 New Orleans. I think it's weird. Close.
Don't like that.
I think it's close.
I think the Panthers are firing Matt Rhule in 2 weeks.
Interesting. You think first coach fired?
I think he could be. I think he's going to be the next head coach at Nebraska.
I think our buddy Frank Reich is right up there.
No, Urzay is not pulling the trigger that early. Tell you what.
Yeah.
The Colts have had slow starts. I don't think it's out of the question. The Colts figure it out. I hope they do, but – you know, maybe I'm just holding out hope. The Colts could still figure it out. Who knows?
I think we both like the Saints, though.
I do like the Saints, absolutely. 4 o'clock slate. Let's go.
Jags at the Chargers. Chargers favored by 7. Pat, this is maybe a decent game.
That's a weirdly low line for the Chargers at home.
Yeah. Well, but they don't really have a home field. Yeah, they have no fans.
Well, yeah. Well, but the Chargers have no fans, but it's not like it's a Jags home game. It's not like, you know, the Chargers are playing the Raiders. Yeah.
Because like if you're Jacksonville, why do you want to go to L.A.? You're already got sunny weather, nice
people
weather.
People are trying to bank on the Jags' performance last week, but no, give me the Chargers here, 31-10.
I'm liking what you're putting down. I'll take 3 scores. I think Jags just don't have enough firepower to take
Chargers
on.
Chargers is good. Chargers are going to be upset after last week. 10 days rest.
And 10 days rest. Yeah, I like Chargers big in this one.
Yeah.
All right. Weird game. Rams at the Cardinals. Rams favored by 3.5. This feels important, but I don't know. Both these teams are kind of struggling.
I think the Cardinals figured it out. 27-21 Cardinals.
Okay. I'll go 24-21 again. I'll go Rams win by a field goal. I think it's kind of lower scoring than we think. Field goal separates it. These divisional games usually come down to field goals because they know each other so well. So I think LA escapes with a close win, but it's very, very close. So, all right, this is the Burn Your Cable Box game of the week. I think I like this game a little bit more better than you, but the Falcons at Seattle. Actually, it's going to be a fun game.
I don't
think this could be the Burn Your Cable Box, but you vetoed me on it, so.
16-13 Seattle wins.
Oh boy. I don't really trust Geno Smith after what I just saw on Sunday.
Do you trust Marcus Mariota?
No, but I don't really trust Geno Smith either.
That's why it's a really bad game. These teams aren't good.
Yeah. You know, I'm going to go Atlanta 7, Seattle 10. It's going to be Seattle weather. Maybe it'll be a little sloppy, a little rainy. Maybe it'll be like, you know, a couple of turnovers. Yeah, you're right. This is going to be a real bad game.
Yeah,
you're absolutely
this
right.
This is a stinker, Tommy. What did I tell you?
Yeah, you're right. Trust we might even cuss. See some Desmond Ritter.
Trust the cuss, might, Tommy. Yeah.
You know what? They put Malik Willis in the other game for Tennessee the other night. Why is he not the starting quarterback?
I don't know. What was garbage time? I don't think it matters.
Ryan Tannehill's bad. Anyway, I thought we'd just PSA real quick. Green Bay at Tampa. This is a great, great, great game.
Love it,
Pat.
Love it, love it, love it.
This is the Kevin Burkhardt game. Where do you think Jim and Tony go, by the way, this week?
Jim and Tony are going to Colts Chiefs.
They're Those not going nice. To Bills Dolphins.
They're going to Colts Chiefs. That's already nice.
So we finally get a Tony Romo game for once, and it's going to be horrible.
Well, hey, maybe the Colts figure it out. The Colts always have a bad first two sure. games. So maybe.
But
I don't know.
Kevin Harlan gets the Bills Dolphins game. That's a good draw for him. That's
I agree. I think
that's
he's
best,
on that.
That's
then.
The best game
I would
of the
assume,
day.
I would assume he's on that. I don't know. I haven't seen the others.
He is. I think. Bills Dolphins. I think that's the best game of the day. It's either this or
no.
Tampa
Packers Bucks is the best of the day for me.
Okay.
Rodgers and Brady. You just can't go against that.
Yeah, you kind of have to. Tampa's favored by 1.5 at home. It is their first home game of the year. It's first Colts home game of the year, but. A lot of teams be at home first home games. I like Tampa to win by 2 touchdowns.
No. Green Bay 31, Tampa 28.
Yeah, I don't see Green Bay coming
Rodgers
out.
Rodgers figured it out. They have a bit of a week one hex on them the last couple of years.
Yeah.
Give me Rodgers.
I just don't think he survives that Tampa defense. I think
Tampa defense is good.
That defense is just freaking ferocious.
It was a slop fest with them in New Orleans last week, but
well, that's just because New Orleans just has a little.
Aaron needed to get his swagger back. He needed a beat down of the Bears. Nothing feeds the soul like beating the crap out of the Bears, right?
Oh man, you're gonna have a lot of angry family from me. On a certain side of the family.
Oh, like, I don't care. Everybody knows that's what Aaron Rodgers does for a living is beat the Chicago Bears. Right?
Yeah.
Right? Am I wrong?
But he doesn't beat Tampa. So.
Well, hey.
What's his record against Tampa? I don't know. It's
doesn't
not,
matter. No, he got his mojo back this week. I like the Packers.
Yeah, fraudulent. I like Green Bay. I like Tampa by a lot.
I think it's going to be a fun game. I think it's a fun game.
I think this actually is going to be burning a cable box. I think it's going to be really bad.
You're trying to mess with me. You
can't. I am.
You
I
can't
am
mess
trying
with
to
me.
Mess with
you. You know I'm the Packer believer. That's my whole thing.
Oh, man. Here we go. I can't wait till Detroit wins the division by 3 games. It's going to be awesome. Can't wait to rub it in your face.
Yeah,
it's
right.
It's going to be great. It's going to be awesome.
Yeah, right.
All right. We had Sunday night. Really quick before we hit Sunday night. Do you like Tarika now with Collinsworth?
Yeah, I do. He's good.
I don't know. I like Tirico, but now he's left Notre Dame football, so now we have to listen to Jack Collinsworth and Jason Garrett on Notre Dame, which is awful.
It's what Notre Dame deserves this season.
It's bad, and you know they tried to do like USFL, and that was bad, and so now they're trying to translate that to Notre Dame, and it's even worse.
I mean, tell me that's not what Notre Dame deserves this season. After
yeah, I guess they do. I guess they do deserve it, but I'll tell you what, man. Trico's good, too. I just think, like, Al and Collinsworth were so awesome together. Al and Chris were just, like, it was just, there was something about it. And
well, Al and Jeff Bezos seems to be a better pairing for me.
That seems like to be better. So, yeah, but, yeah, you got the Niners, Trey Lance injured.
Out for the season. Yeah, shame.
Yeah, it's just I
can't
knew
catch
eventually
a break.
At some point.
Yeah.
Eventually, at some point, I knew Jimmy G was probably going to be in. At mm-hmm. some point, I didn't
I
know when.
It'd be like that and that soon. That's a shame.
Yeah, no, and it's very.
Yeah,
yeah
I'm with you. I'm
very,
with you.
Very sad. We hope the best for him, but I just think they look better with Jimmy G. Personally,
I agree. I agree.
And
I
that's
think
a
that
completely
both can
different
be
team.
true. I think they have a higher ceiling with Trey Lance, but they have a higher floor with Jimmy G. And with that being said, I like the 49ers to win big in this one. I don't care about the altitude. San Francisco's 1.5-point favorites. I like San Francisco to win this thing. How about San
At
Francisco
Denver.
30-17?
Yeah, I like that. I'm going to go with you on that. I like what you're laying down. I just think they got it figured out. Unfortunately, it had to cost Trey Lance, and that's unfortunate. But I think ultimately fate is going to do what it's going to do. Fate is a very interesting mistress, and fate is just going to do what she does. And this is, you know, sadly how the cookie crumbles. And, you know, if it's meant to be, it's meant to be. And I hope a recovery for Trey Lance. Hopefully he's all good. But I think if you're the Niners, you're thinking, okay, well, we'll continue on with Jimmy G and win this game by a couple of touchdowns.
Don't miss a beat. Yeah.
I don't think Denver's good. I think we've
I
said that on here already.
No, I'm
I
out.
Just don't think they're a good football team.
I'm
and
out.
Nathaniel Hackett, I mean, it's the blind leading the blind in Denver. I mean, it's just – it's not working.
One
and
more
I know
game?
It's only been 2 weeks, but it's not – just
I'm
hasn't
out.
Been working for me.
I'm
he's
out.
Not a good coach.
I am out. OUT.
He's just
– out.
He's done.
Out. Out.
He's,
out.
He's got to go.
No mas.
He's got to go.
No mas. All right, one more game. Let's do it.
Oh, boy. Monday night. We had a doubleheader last week. We don't have one this week, but we do get it on ABC.
And we get
Cowboys
a Manning cast.
Manning cast. Giants at home in the Meadowlands to take on the Dallas Cowboys. What do you think about Cooper Rush?
3-0 G-men, 23-20.
Giants are favored by 2.5 at home.
I like
Giants
it.
Giants win by a touchdown.
I like it. I like the
Close.
G-men. Tom, I think the G-men are winning the division.
Pat, you told me last week that Saquon's back. And I said,
I think he's back.
Let's give it another week. Pat, let me tell you something.
He's back?
He's back.
He's back.
He's yeah. back. He's better than ever.
He's
it
Mike
is,
and Mike in the morning.
He's back. I mean, the
back
dude is
and
back.
Better than ever. Mike
he's
and Mike.
he's leading the NFL in rushing.
He's one of them ones.
He's dude. He's got it back. I'm not really still sold on Daniel Jones, but as long as they can get Saquon going, and that defense is very rambunctious. I like the way the defense gets after it for the Giants. And I'll tell you this. I like Dable as a head coach. I like Dable a lot. I really do. I think he's a very good coach. I like the Miami coach too, but the Miami coach kind of weirds me out because he says he used to not shower when he used to be an assistant head coach. And that's kind of weird. He's like, I can make it from Sunday to Wednesday without showering. And I'm like, dude.
No, you can't.
What are you doing?
Yeah.
Also, and he,
yeah, the Giants
kind of weirds me out.
The Giants are frisky. The Giants are frisky, man. The Giants can give anybody a good game.
I think Brian Dable.
They might go like 8-7-1 or something, or I guess it's 17 game season. They might go like 8-8-1 or 9-8 or some weird record, 8-9. But I think they're going to win a playoff game. I like this Giants team.
Do you like Cooper Rush?
I don't think I have an opinion on Cooper Rush. I think he's just kind of there.
Yeah, like Central Michigan's pride and joy. Cooper Rush. I mean,
I don't even remember him playing in college, which is weird. Like,
I remember we played that bowl game. He played the that Western Kentucky game.
Oh, he remember played that one, the Bahamas Bowl.
Yeah, he played that Bahamas.
Huh. Good for him. That was a great game. But
great game.
Yeah, I guess I don't remember him in that game, but I do remember the game, of course. But yeah, the inaugural Popeyes Bahamas Bowl. How could I forget? One of the greatest games in the history of the
sport.
Classic.
Classic.
Yeah.
Absolute class.
Well, where to even start? But yeah, I am I don't know. I don't love Cooper Rush. I don't love Daniel Jones. I do like this Giants team though, top to bottom. I think they've got a lot of hungry guys up and down the roster. They're feisty, and I think they get the win on Monday Night Football. Especially
yeah, with Eli I like the G men.
I like him too.
Aiden Kunst is going to be happy after Monday.
Hope so.
But what'd you say about the man cast? I'm sorry.
With Eli on the call, I can't pick against the Giants.
Yeah. Just his luck. And by the way, did they just do I didn't notice. Did the man cast just do one of the games last night or did
they
do
didn't,
any of them?
They didn't do anything.
Okay.
Yeah, would have been
because I
slightly
still
different.
think they should have done like Archie and Cooper on one game,
No,
and then Eli and Peyton.
that's overkill. I don't nah.
You think so?
They
I think
only
it
do
was
10 games a
incredible.
year anyway. It's like,
Okay.
why waste that?
Yeah.
Whatever.
I guess that's true. But
There's enough football
it would have
on.
been cool to see some Manning, more Manning cast. But yeah, with Eli doing the Manning cast, I think, yeah,
Can't pick against
Giants
the
win big.
Giants. All right. I'm excited. You're excited.
Hey, do you have anything to plug before we go?
Y'all
I
know
know
where
you
to
got some
find me.
stuff to plug.
Y'all know where to find me. I don't even
Big
have to
week of
say it.
college, big week of Big Ten football
A lot
coming
of
up.
stuff on First and Ten. You'll catch me there.
All right, buddy. We will definitely see you next week for sure.
Absolutely.
Guys, thank you for listening as always, and have a good rest of your football week.